لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، محمد رسول الله، علي ولي الله.
أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات، السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الأول قبل الإنشاء والإحياء والآخر بعد فناء الأشياء، تفرد بالأولية والقدم، وبسم كل شيء ما عداه بالفناء والعدم، كما قال عز شأنه: كل شيء هالك إلا وجهه، وكل نفس ذائقة الموت، وقال: كل من عليها فان، ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام. نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. ونشهد أن الأئمة من ولده أئمة الهدى وكلمة التقوى وأعلام الورى، وصلى الله على بقية الله الأعظم حجة ابن الحسن أرواحنا وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفدا، الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء، واللعنة على أعدائهم أعداء الله من يومنا هذا إلى يوم لقاء الله. قال الله الحكيم في كتابه المبين وهو أصدق القائلين وقوله الحق: بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا هديناه السبيل إما شاكرا وإما كفورا. إنا أعتدنا للكافرين سلاسلا وأغلالا وسعيرا. صدق الله العلي العظيم. أما بعد، أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. My dear brothers and sisters, in this Friday afternoon, I remind myself and request to all of you, as we are heading to our final destinies, we need to practice the piety. Every day that we pass, that is taking us towards our final destinies, and a day that we are gonna reach to the final destination. Let us prepare ourselves as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned us in Quran, and the Prophet, peace be upon him, as the Mundir, he has warned us. Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam have given the warning. Let us be prepared, as Quran has said: "Kullu nafsin da'iqatul maut, kullu man 'alayha fan, wa yabqa wajhu rabbika dhul jalali wal ikram." Everything in this world is going to be vanished. Let us be prepared to stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment. One of the reminders in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Mubarakah Al-Insan, as in the previous verse that I had stated in the past, it's been said, "Inna hadaynahu sabil," we have guided the mankind towards the path. "Imma shakiran wa imma kafura," he be grateful and thankful for the guidance that Allah has provided, or be ungrateful for the guidance. In the verses of Quran and the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the things that is really important that we see, that Allah states both sides, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before he gives good guiding news, he warns, because warning is important. So in most of the verses, warning comes first. So you would find those examples in Quran. For example, it's been said, "Wal asr, inna al-insana lafi khusr, illa alladhina amanu." So in the beginning, it's warning. Mankind is in loss. Illa alladhina amanu. Exceptions are those who believe and practice according to that belief. In the verse that we have discussion today, that is also a verse for the warning. And that has been said in the beginning, before Allah says good tiding news for the human being, those who practice accordingly. It's been said, "Inna a'tadna lil kafirina salasilan aghlalan wa sa'ira." When we have shown the path, now when it's been said, "Imma shakiran wa imma kafura," there are two categories. One is category of shakir, grateful. One is category of ungrateful. So if we look at the sequence in the verse, shakir are being mentioned in the beginning, and kafur are being mentioned in the second category. But when it comes to the point where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to say consequences, over there Allah has chosen to speak about kafirin first, and then about abrar. Why is that? Because those who have refused, for them it's important that Allah has to warn them not to accept. And Allah is merciful and kind, compassionate. There are two qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we state in Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. One is being compassionate, second is being merciful. It's been stated that compassion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is for every creature, everybody in this world. These stones, mountains, river, and everything, they receive compassion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this rahmat is rahmat amma. It's general rahmat. It even includes disbelievers. Allah has warned the disbelievers that you must know that your consequences are going to be difficult consequences. Inna a'tadna, we have prepared. I'tada, it comes from sometimes in the root of adawa, and sometimes from the root of ta'addi, or preparing something. We have prepared for kafirin. Inna a'tadna lil kafirina, for disbelievers, unbelievers. There are two status that are being said for them. One is salasil, second is aghlal, third is sa'ir. So let us look at that, what it means when we say salasil. Salasil is a plural of silsala. Silsala is a chain. There are chains that are being prepared for the disbelievers. You know, those who are familiar with the prisons and life in the prisons, if you have seen the movies, so these salasil you can see over there, those chains that are being used for the prisoners. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said on the day of judgment, we have prepared those salasil for and those who are disbeliever. This disbelief is going to cause anger and wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is one of the wrath. Although it's not a physical, but those chains are chains that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to prepare with the fire. And there are chains of the fire of hell. Second, it's been said, aghlal. Aghlal is also plural of ghil. Ghil is shapeless. Sometimes they are being used to bend the hands and tie the feet. These shekels also are being said for kafirin on the day of judgment. Inna a'tadna lil kafirin salasilan wa aghlala. How great is the warning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? that with details it's been said for the people, those who disbelieve. And disbelief sometimes can be a total disbelief. Sometimes it can be partial disbelief. We have to be aware, and we have to think and read those verses of Quran, that even if it's going to be partial disbelief, then also we are going to go through the consequences. And third, that has been said, Sa'ir. Sa'ir is a burning fire. So there are three things, three status that are being prepared for kafirin. One is status of salasil, second is status of aghlal, and third is burning fire for them. They are waiting for them. This is, brothers and sisters, indhar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, part of warning. And part of warning, it's clear. He's mundir. When he likes to warn the people from a path that they are choosing, if you become kafur, if you refuse to accept, if you become ungrateful for the path that we have shown, then these are the consequences. And then it started speaking about abrar. Abrar is actually plural of bir, a deed. People, those who have good deeds. People of good deeds are called in Quran abrar. And there is second category, there is the opposite side of the category, there is fujjar. Those who are not obeying, disobeying people, those who commit the sins, and those who are disobedient to the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for them it's been used fujjar. Fujjar, it becomes from fajara, from the root of fajara, that means breaking something or getting out or violating something. You know, for the fajr, it's been said fajr because from the darkness it comes to the whiteness, it comes to the brightness. This darkness, it's going to be broken, and we see a brightness in the morning, we see shining in the morning. So sun comes and it breaks the limits. So can you please recite a salawat for the ladies? Inna al-abrara yashribuna min ka'sin kana mizajuha kafura. When Allah has stated consequences for kuffar that were clear consequences, and when he started stating about the fruits for abrar, the great awards for abrar, then where he started from? He started from the point how they are going to drink. What is something that is going to be offered for them? Innal abrara yashribuna min ka'sin. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even have spoken about the parts that are going to be used for them to be given on the day of judgment, that pure drink for them. That is how awards are important for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are many awards that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not spoken. He said, a word is going to be up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That means he is keeping secret many rewards. But there are those rewards that are being stated. Amongst those is one of them that it's stated in this verse. Surely the righteous shall drink of a cup, the cup of admixture of which the kamfur. This is very interesting that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he had spoken about the fragrance that are being going to be used and how they are going to be offered, there are honors for the believers, honors for the good doers, and abrar that has been stated in this verse. So dear brothers and sisters, when we read Quran at that time, we need to see that how mu'mineen are going to be awarded and how the disbelievers are going to be dishonored. and what are the status and the consequences for them. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah include us in Abrar. May Allah accept our good deeds. May Allah give us opportunity to make many good deeds in our life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raise us on the day of judgment with Abrar. May Allah raise us with Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. Allahumma ajjil waliyyika al-faraj waj'alna min a'banihi wa ansarih. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات بجاه محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الصمد الذي لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل وكبره تكبيرا. الله أكبر. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وحبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد وعلى وصي رسول رب العالمين أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب وعلى سيدتنا فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى السيدين الشبابين الإمامين الحسن والحسين سيدي شباب أهل الجنة. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي عليهم الصلاة والسلام. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على مولانا صاحب الزمان ما هي آثار البدع والطغيان. اللهم عجل فرجه وسهل مخرجه واجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره. أما بعد أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات, أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. My dear brothers and sisters, as the week that has passed, that was the first week of month of Dhul Qa'dah. Month of Dhul Qa'dah is not really known in most of the communities. And when we look at the qualities of this month, as in Quran, Ashhurul Hurum, some of the months that are being known as Ashhurul Hurum is one of the months that war becomes haram, and it's not allowed to fight in this month. So that becomes as a month of peace and month of blessing. Month of Dhul Qa'dah, there are many amal as well, and also this is the month it was being introduced by the leader yesterday in one of the speeches that he has delivered for the scholars. Over there he stated one of the letters that marhum Qazi Tabatabai has spoken about. Qazi Tabatabai has spoken with his son, and he has written the letter for his son about the excellences of month of Dhul Qa'dah. He said that تنبه فقد وافتكم الأشهر الحرم. Marhum Qadi, he was one of the best poets, that he used to write poetries that are poetries to advise the people sometimes, and his poetries in Arabic are there. When he writes advices to his son, at that time he writes in the form of Arabic poetry. He says that be aware that Ashhurul Hurum have started. Months that are peaceful month have begun. And he said that تَيَقُّنًا لِكَيْ تَزْدَادُ فِي الزَّادِ وَغْتَنِمْ. You need to be wake up, and makes yourself awaken that you can achieve provision during this month, because this month is a month of taking the provision and taking the benefit of that. فَقُمْ فِي لَيَالِيهَا وَصُمْ فِي نَهَارِهَا. It's better that if you can fast during the days and worship during the nights of this month. لِتَشْكُرَ إِلَهَا تَمَّ فِي لُطْفِهِ وَعَمْ. That you can thank your Lord that His blessings are overwhelming on this world. So, dear brothers and sisters, according to the advice of our great leader today, we need to really take this month as an important month and try to practice as much as you can fasting during this month, and if that is possible, to pray during the nights of this month and prepare for month of Dhul-Hijjah, which is another very important month. It becomes middle of the months of Ashhurul Hurum. And as we have started our school at Al-Hadi in the past week, and it's almost a few weeks that our school has started, alhamdulillah, with great discipline, with the administration and the school staff. I pray may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give success to school at Al-Hadi. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give opportunity to the school teachers that they can serve the cause of their children, and our school administration can establish best of discipline for our community, for our children, that they can be future leaders of the community. Beside that, our two schools that are also really important are beginning this weekend. One is a school that is Farsi school. It serves the community to teach their native language, and those who are interested in learning the Farsi, that school is really important. And I would urge those brothers and sisters who are interested in learning the Farsi, they can come to this school. It holds every Friday. And IEC, of course, is a combination of many organizations. It's umbrella of organizations that is serving the community in many ways. Another school that it was called in the past as Sunday school, but recently we thought that we have to give this school a name that that is an Islamic name, because Sunday school, it gives a sense, it's been used in the churches in the past, and that same tradition has been taken into the masajid as well as calling Sunday school. So we have named that as As-Sadiq Academy. With the name of our sixth Imam, the source of knowledge and sciences. And I hope that inshallah this As-Sadiq Islamic Academy is going to be prosper with this name. And name itself, it speaks itself, and it has its meaning as well. This school, it serves many ways. Those students who cannot come at Al-Hadi, of course, they can attend this school, As-Sadiq Islamic Academy. And there are many community members, those who volunteer themselves to teach the children, and that makes this school as a community school, alhamdulillah. You would find more than 30 or 40 individuals, those who attend every Sunday, and some of them, they facilitate the school, and some of them, they teach. I appreciate and pray for all the teachers and administration of this school. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them best of the opportunity. And I would like to request community members to send their children in this school as well, that we can have presence of our children in this school. In the past month after the holy month of Ramadan, few of our community members, they had started another effort to teach Quran at the center. And you observed every single day between Maghrib and Isha. That was a constant practice that started after holy month of Ramadan in order to keep in touch with the holy book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This effort was started. And I would like to congratulate them and those who are organizing, those who are reciting, those who are translating, that they have been able to complete 2 juz only in the month of Shawwal. So this is great that, you know, we have been able to accomplish something. We have been able to move forward. And if something has consistency, then there is a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a program that was consistent, and I have seen for myself it was really beneficial. When it's been recited, it becomes beneficial. It becomes a reminder. When it's been translated, then also it becomes beneficial. And I've seen many community members having discussion after reading the translation. So they discuss many points when they hear. I would like to request community that really take benefit of this service. If you like to learn Quran, it's just one page. But every page you move forward and you learn something. And after a month, you can see that we have moved forward reading at least 2 juz. And if somebody attends the prayer, so there are multiple benefits that you're participating in Jama'at, and at the same time, you're learning Quran every day. Those who are interested in learning Quran, that is the best opportunity that they can be over there. And those who are interested in learning translation, so you can have your notes and you can go back and look at Quran. And if we can prepare ourselves before we come, you know, if we like to give really importance to Quran, we need to prepare before we come to the masjid and read Quran, that we can understand that best of the reminder of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I would like to recognize and appreciate all committee that is promoting Quran at the center. Please recite salawat for them. Another service that I've requested in the past, and I really emphasized, that was giving service to the community, finding the jobs, and linking people with the companies outside existing in Houston. And today I would like to request those brothers and sisters who are having any company, any business, for them to be open, that if they can hire mu'mineen and give them opportunity, that they can be working in their companies, in their businesses. Sometimes we think that, you know, let us hire somebody who is cheaper and go with the Mexican or something like that. Yes, in this world you may gain a little bit, but when you are going to help somebody that is a mu'min and believer, it is going to give you 2 opportunities, that you are hiring somebody and at the same time you are getting awards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by hiring a mu'min, and it is going to be a sadaqah and charity for you being in any country that is country of the disbeliever, and that is going to make you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I would like to request that if you have such opportunity, announce about that. One of the brothers has volunteered himself, and it's really appreciable that he has volunteered his times and his efforts, that he can sit at IEC and he would be able to collect the data, and he would be able to collect the data, those who like to have any job, so he will be helping for them. And at the same time, we have a great need outside for finding spouses, right spouses for the community. This brother individual, he has offered his service that he would like to do that. And I really appreciate that. If sometimes you have your hours, isn't that possible if somebody can say that I have time available, I would like to give to the community. As you can donate money, you can donate your hours as well. Give your hours for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why if somebody has to be sitting at home and wasting time, can we do that? That if I have time, I should be giving for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if that can be used for the community purposes and social purposes, inshallah. As I emphasized in the past about the security issue in the community, brothers and sisters, linking with that, in the past week, we have seen news, same leaflets that you have seen over here or many other places are being distributed in Pakistan, in various parts of Pakistan. those leaflets are being distributed, and they distributed in the large scale. They wanted to say to people that we are existing, we are in the community. So that means this is linking internationally. It is not something, it is simple, and please do not take it simple. There are hands behind that, those who are encouraging these individuals, and they are doing that. So they started over here, then they went to England, then now they are in Pakistan. Tomorrow you'll find that they are having somewhere else this activity as well. So it's not going to be just a leaflet, of course. It is just a beginning that they are opening the door to recognize that they have some sort of state which is so-called Islamic State. You know what, a blame on Islam, and the name of Islam is being used for those terrorists in this world in order that the people, they should be fed up from Islam. You have seen in the past week, brothers and sisters, the news of beheading another journalist in Iraq. That is really sad, and I would like to give sympathy and condolences to the journalists and innocent people, those who are being killed by these terrorists, and those who are inhuman people in this world. But I would like to say, community in North America, that we all have to be vigilant, that these our individuals, our journalists, these innocent people are being killed with our money that we pay, with the tax that we pay. They are not being killed with the weapon of anybody else. They are being killed with our weapon. We gave those weapons. Our government has given those weapons. Government in North America has given those weapons. Government of European countries, they have given those weapons. They trained those people. And in the past, you have incidents that the foreign minister of this country goes and meet with these people, having many meetings with these people. So these people, they are not from outside. They are the people, those who are being supported, funded by the tax money of this country, and that is how our innocent people and innocent people of America are being beheaded today, and they are receiving those consequences. I would like to warn the government. Today, they are stating them as terrorists, and they are ready to oppose them or fight with them. Although that is just outside, what is inside story that we do not know about that. Still, I'm not confident that any of the European country has taken a serious measures. Any of the Western countries have taken serious measures against these terrorists around the world. But if they take those serious measures at the moment, that is going to be easier rather than they are spread all over the world and they become just like mosquito and they are going to bite the people all over the world. And we and the communities over here are going to see the consequences of that. And they are going to see the consequences that we, as we see that our journalists and innocent people in Iraq, they are being beheaded. Government in Iraq has started its stability. Foreign minister of this country has also been appointed, as it's been announced. One of the previous foreign ministers who began when country had begun its stability, Mr. Jafri, Ibrahim Jafri, has been appointed as foreign minister, and many other ministers are also being appointed. We hope that this country will stabilize, and we hope that inshallah this country become a peaceful country in the hands of right people of this country. Today there was a bomb blast in Baghdad, unfortunately, that have taken the lives of 17 innocent people, and more than 40 people are being injured in Baghdad. I pray, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate the places of shuhada, and may Allah give patience to the families, those who have suffered, and those who have been victim of all these killing and atrocities. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah provide peace to the world. May Allah hasten the reappearance of Imam Zaman. Allahumma ghafir lana wa rahamna wa afina wa'fu anna fid dunya wal akhirah. Innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wal 'asr innal insana lafi khusr illa alladhina amanu wa 'amilus salihati wa tawasaw bil haqqi wa tawasaw bis sabr. Wassalamu alaykum jami'an wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.